Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, we have Mark Henry, Tommy Dreamer, and we're breaking down SummerSlam 2022. We get into the main event between Brock Lesnar and your champion Roman Reigns. We give our MVPs of SummerSlam, and also we get into Ric Flair's final match right now on the Busted Open Podcast. We'll start with you, Mark. Who do you got for your MVP from Saturday?
Man, I would have to say Roman Reigns would be the MVP. He beat Brock Lesnar in the last man standing match in the second largest pay-per-view of the year for WWE. After holding that title, it seems like for like 2 years or three. How many years has he held the title?
It's been
a while. He's becoming like the modern day Bruno Sammartino.
Yep.
To where you hold the title so long that people forget. Did he lose? And you go, no, he's consecutively held it. And he is bringing everybody else along with him. You look at the Usos, like he is bringing them along and making them one of the longest reigning tag teams of all time. And there is no weakness in the bloodline, you know, and I was hoping that they would continue to have Sami Zayn, you know, being the outside ooze and stuff just to add some levity to the, it doesn't need it. It doesn't need anything. The bloodline is my MVP. I had some great honorable mentions. I thought Logan Paul was, he looked like a seasoned pro wrestler. I thought that having the return of Bayley and Dakota Kai and Io Shirai, who all these women have been gone for months and months, and you know, over a year in Bayley's case. I thought that Pat McAfee is a damn star, y'all. Like, Pat McAfee is special. Like, you know, that show was entertaining, and then it wasn't even really the wrestling that was entertaining. It was, the wrestling was entertaining. Don't, I'm not trying to diminish the talent and the ability in the ring. It was awesome. But it was the personalities. It was what Vince used to say about superstars. Like, you know, the individuals doing it. Do you get my attention? Pat McAfee, when he walks into a stadium, just by the way he looks at the crowd and he references the person that he's about to work with and moves, he just oozes that star quality, man. I think Pat McAfee would be a better wrestler than he is an announcer.
You know, Mark, and before, Tommy, we get your MVP, I want to go back to something you just said, Mark, and you talked about the length of Roman Reigns' reign. And it's 700 days now that he's been the champion and at sitting at the head of the table. The one thing, and Tommy and I talked about this at length on our post show yesterday, Mark, as you just mentioned, Bruno Sammartino, one thing that they did a great job of on Saturday night is referencing points in history. As Roman was walking down that aisle, they talked about the length of his reign and they compared him to a Bruno Sammartino, to a Bob Backlund, you know, to a Hulk Hogan. One thing that I noticed during the course of the show on Saturday is they weren't afraid to reference things that happened in the past. Even with the Usos, they were talking about great tag teams and they talked about the Hardys. And Matt and Jeff Hardy don't work with the WWE currently. I felt like that grabbed me as a bit of a change that I don't think would have happened a week, two, three, 6 years ago here in the WWE.
I didn't even think about that till you just said that. They did do that.
Yep.
And that's, man, that's crazy.
They did it throughout the course of the show too, Mark. They named referees by name. They did a lot of things that were kind of Vince McMahon no-dos or, you know, pet peeves, and just acknowledging the past and referencing the history of the WWE was so refreshing in its commentary, where, you know, Michael Cole is trending and people are talking about the renaissance of Michael Cole because he's so looking like he's enjoying his job because he's able to do his job. And it was just like Dave said, when they said Matt and Jeff, you're like, wait, did I really just hear that? Or it just skipped a beat, but it, because you're for me. And then when people on social media are talking about it, it is amazing, just because for so long, you're not, you know, able to hear certain words, or, you know, the wrestling is about history and it's about the men and women who helped pave the way for the others to get to SummerSlam. And to acknowledge that, I mean, even they went down the record of the longest reigning champion, Bruno, Backlund, Pedro, Hulk, and then Roman Reigns. And just to hear those names, and, you know, it's just like, wow, like this is going to be a different regime here in the WWE. And that's why it gave us like so much hope. And, you know, it's, I said, for everybody in the wrestling industry, if you own a wrestling company, it's time to, I say, do the proverbial Paul Heyman, stand up, pull up your pants and tighten up your belt, because it's on now, because WWE is going, you know, that PG-14 plus it's a whole new era. And it's also an era with someone at the helm that's a wrestling fan. You know?
Speaking of Paul Heyman, Tommy, Paul Heyman took a bump for the first time.
I said the same thing.
In years.
Yep.
In years. And he did not move a muscle the entire time. He was dead. They killed Paul Heyman. I was like, oh my God, they killed Kenny. Yes, Paul took a bump, y'all. And it was a hell of a one. It was a hell of a bump. Scared the shit out of me. He's no spring chicken, and he looks like a piece of chicken. The guy bumped over the table, and I gasped like I was 80 years old. Oh my God. Man, it just took my breath away. Like the pay-per-view was good, man. They did a lot of things that I don't know if you would have thought that would have happened before Vince left, but I think that they're not trying to like do something different just because Vince is gone. I think they're just doing stuff because they don't feel like they'll be judged by it. That's just that's my opinion. There's no fact to that.
Here's who my MVP is.
Okay.
And this is going to piss a lot of people off, but as an insider baseball, as we like to term, we should just start calling insider wrestling, by the way, it's a wrestling show. The Miz, that match and with the second runner up to Baron Corbin, because Baron Corbin legit saved Pat McAfee's life, not once, but twice. Miz, that match, and everyone talking about Logan Paul, and I'm looking at all the views, and, you know, Mark, I watched that at my, I'm at my house in Michigan, and we had family over, and you know, I'm in the other room watching TV, and my daughters, my nephews, cousins, when Logan Paul came on, they're like, wait, is that Logan Paul? And I said it to Dave, this isn't our generation watching it, but everyone then gravitated towards the television, non-wrestling fans. And I was like, wow, I'm watching what everyone talks about in professional wrestling when you're in the industry, outsider eyes or new eyes on a product. And Logan Paul definitely has that. But that match could not have happened without Miz. And Bully and I and Dave talked about people with athletic ability, God-given athletic ability. And he has it. And that everything that was generated because the people were going to turn on him, but because he was also there with the Miz, and the Miz was the ring general that night. And for our generation, we don't picture Miz as a ring general, but Miz has been a ring general for a long, long time. Former, you know, world champion, has held every title. But Miz being the heel, and Miz, it's an amazing feat to what Logan Paul did. You have no clue how far that is from the ring post to that table. It's even a bigger feat to be the person laying there and waiting for that to happen. And you have no clue how the person's going to land on you, crush your face. And that's a moment where, you know, everyone, it's on SportsCenter, it's all that stuff. And yes, everybody's praising the guy doing the move, but the person laying there, God, you have no clue, because a lot of times I've been that person.
A knee in the face.
And especially you have to commit from that point where it's not like when I'm laying there and, you know, if I'm wrestling Mark Henry and I know all of a sudden there's a shadow and the ring is moving and I know I have to either take this big splash or I have the option of moving, and I have to trust my opponent, who's Mark Henry. Like I said, I would wrestle every single match for the rest of my career against Mark Henry, because I loved wrestling Mark Henry. And Mark, if he slipped, if he did anything, could legit kill me, break my bones, break my sternum. Never did. He did make me poop my pants once, but that's a whole other story. But Logan Paul had a great showing for himself. And even just doing these simple moves, like for, you know, leaping over, you have to leap over, but the other guy, when he's coming at you, he's got a duck, or else you're going to get a Miz head right to your junk and you're not going to be able to get up. So Miz was my MVP, because also when the crowd started to turn on Logan Paul, Miz stepped up. And another thing and we didn't talk about it, Dave, Mark said about Roman Reigns, Miz also has that ability to get things over that you don't think are going to get over. And yes, we have this great wrestler in Ciampa, but you know, in that match, he's been like a manager, another part where if something we don't see, and when he got thrown out, that place erupted, because that's another guaranteed pop when the heel gets thrown out. And when he said, I'm not going, I was like, whoa. And then here comes AJ Styles, another great surprise. And I get to see a AJ Styles Ciampa match. Hopefully that lasts some time. But even Ciampa, who's a great talker, great wrestler, I can't say enough great things about him. He's getting more over being with The Miz, because guess what's eventually going to happen? He'll turn on The Miz and he'll be a bigger star. But if you think of all the people that Miz has had with him and that has gotten over, I mean, the greatest one would be Damian Sandow, and mimicking all that stuff that he did to the point where he won Money in a Bank. But it's Miz also has that touch, and that's why Miz was my MVP for SummerSlam.
Tommy, I don't know if you listened to the show last week, but we talked about people that can benefit the most from the regime change and who we feel like was kind of lost in the shuffle over the last few years. Who did I say, Dave?
You said The Miz.
I said The Miz. I said Miz could be champion. When the pandemic hit and Miz was doing reality TV and Dancing with the Stars and stuff like that, the perception of him in the ring changed. They moved him into a different category and they took him out of being a champion. They took Miz out of being a main event wrestler and just they started using him as an advertisement for pro wrestling, which, you know, either way is valuable because there ain't a lot of people that they're choosing to be on Dancing with the Stars. Right. There's not a lot of people that are on mainstream shows that are that person-centric on a TV show. It's not many. So, yeah, it's great to use that. But Miz was a multiple-time world champion and very valuable commodity as, and you said ring general? Miz been there, done that. He can handle it. And yes, Logan Paul looked like $1 million because of Miz, but also Logan Paul is a natural.
Yes.
He's a natural. He reminds me, bro, he's like Dolph Ziggler. Like Dolph can do everything and anything. Like he's a valuable talent, and it's good to see him back on television. But Logan Paul reminds me of his athletic ability.
If Logan Paul continues to find the passion for professional wrestling, which I know he's a fan, if he continues to train and really, really dive deep, he'll main event WrestleMania, no doubt.
Yeah, he's got it.
He's got the body. There's a lot of different people that he reminds me of. And, you know, Dave, you understand how hard this is, just, you know, to step into the ring. You've even, you know, we joke about your LaGreca lean, but the moment you went up there, you're like, oh my God, I can't believe how high this is. Oh my God, I can't believe how close it is to the guardrail. Like all these different intangibles that you really don't think of, or even getting into the ring. But it's for Logan Paul, man, that guy has so much athletic ability. If he continues to love this business, he will main event WrestleMania, but it also, he's going to have some great feuds, dance partners, and people to help him along, because it is a long, long way.
23 million Instagram followers?
23 million Instagram followers. Yeah.
Gee.
Yeah.
How much money you think that he's pulling in monthly from Instagram?
I mean, being an influencer, I mean, that's, I have no idea, Mark, but that shows you by that amount of following that WWE made the right choice of making him a part of their family.
This is Adam Schein, host of the Adam Schein Podcast, here to tell you can listen to my podcast all year round. I'll give you my NFL picks against the spread, give you fantasy advice all season long, while being joined by the best guests in all of sports. He's Aaron Rodgers of the Green Bay Packers.
This is what I expect. You know, I expect to play well every year.
We release episodes of the Adam Schein Podcast every week. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast or listen on the SXM app, included with most subscriptions.
The Adam Schein Podcast.
Every day is a great day when you're not worrying about your appliances and home systems. And that's what you get with an American Home Shield warranty. Unexpected breakdowns like a leaky faucet or a faulty water heater won't break the bank with an American Home Shield warranty. Because covered repairs and replacements are taken care of. Choose a plan that works for you and your budget, and then it's simple. When a covered item in your home breaks, contact American Home Shield, and their trusted and qualified pros will fix it or replace it based on the coverage limits in your agreement. Right now, you can take 20% off. Go to ahs.com/bustedopen now to save 20%. That's ahs.com/bustedopen for 20% off any plan. American Home Shield. Don't worry. Be warranted. See ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn could be in your hands today with EarnIn. EarnIn is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the EarnIn app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Download EarnIn today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in Busted Open under podcast when you sign up. Busted Open under podcast. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank. Subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. When you hear that Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, you're probably thinking, what's the catch? Well, there isn't one. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans for just $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bill, and unexpected overage. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. It's crystal clear, and it doesn't kill my monthly budget. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. The main event, last man standing match between Brock and Roman Reigns. You heard the call from Michael Cole. We'll get into Michael Cole as well because you talk about MVPs. He had an MVP performance on Saturday night. But, you know, Tommy, what did you think of what we saw in that main event on Saturday?
Loved it. Different. Once I saw the tractor, I knew it would be involved. Somehow did not think it was involved. And, you know, it goes to something we talked about. It was, I love firsts. First time I've ever seen a ring picked up like that, moved and then picked up. Both Mark and I would probably have loved to have seen the tractor be a part of the finish. I had said yesterday, I wish they flipped the entire ring on top of Brock. Just keep on driving. But hell, the fans are in the way. Just sometimes you got to just crush the fans. You see dubstep.
Oh.
But
how about just using the plow and just lowering it down and just holding him down to where he couldn't get up? That was like what I thought would have been great.
Yeah, it's also a big risk factor if the ring falls on top of him. But yes, you could have done it different ways. But I love the carnage. I love when I'm wrestling and I tell, you know, when referees start clearing the ring and I'm like, no, leave it there. I love that carnage. And after, you know, in SummerSlam, you saw the carnage of the ring and, you know, Michael Cole's call, even when they're ending the show, like, hey, can somebody get help here? You know, this guy's hurt. He's been buried under a bunch of stuff. Gave it realism and just the carnage, and then the wrestlers coming out of the carnage, you know, from picking up Paul Heyman to people attending to Roman Reigns. And, you know, that's a great signature. And if you think about it, you know, all the fans were still there. You know, it was a big thing last night when they were about Ric Flair and they talk about the people were standing. The people were standing a lot throughout SummerSlam, but they were also standing a lot during that match. Some because on the one side they couldn't see because you lifted up the ring, but hell, that's what you got big screen TVs for. But it was carnage energy, as well as I did not know who was going to win. And that's what I love about professional wrestling. There were, you know, yes, I picked Roman Reigns, but I was like, man, are they going to put it on Brock here? And it was another, people want to, you know, talk about him. Brock is a big money draw. Plus Brock is a great WWE wrestler. He always answers, whether it's short, whether he always does great business, and he's one hell of a wrestler.
Did you see how smooth it was? Brock threw the microphone at Roman and Roman just like he had a magnet in his hand. He was just like,
dude,
caught the microphone and just no-sold it. I was like, how fucking cool was that? He just looked cool, man. Yeah.
It looked like Damn. It was CGI stuff.
It looked like it was computer generated.
If I did that to you, I would hit you in the balls.
Yeah, I would have. Mm-hmm. I'd have got hit.
Yeah, you know what? When I see Roman and Brock, and I think that was their seventh pay-per-view matchup, and a lot of people are complaining, oh, Brock and Roman again. I don't know why people complain. I love having long-term feuds, long-term storylines. And when you have two people that have chemistry with one another, I think it's safe to say, even judging from what they have chemistry together, Roman
they
and Brock.
They do. And Dave, I've had 1,000 hamburgers in my life. Don't mean that I don't ever want one again.
I ate three yesterday.
What the hell? If it's good, it's good.
Yep.
I know I always bring stuff back to food. I can't.
It's okay. Do you, Mark?
Do you, boo?
Listen, when you have chemistry together and they do, listen, here we are. You know, they're in the main event at SummerSlam. Well over 40,000 fans in attendance for SummerSlam. Here we are talking about that this is maybe one of the best SummerSlams. We're all giving it an A grade. And your main event is Brock and Roman. I see no flaws in having those two guys in the ring together.
It drew. It's a great
people
story.
People will want that.
Yep.
People will want to criticize it. But like you said, Dave, if they have chemistry and it's good, then why not? Nobody said nothing when Undertaker and Shawn Michaels went at each other.
No.
Nope.
So why point these two people out?
And Dave, I mean, it was the main focus of SummerSlam, but here's the best part of it. The undercard delivered huge. Yeah. And it was, you know, like we were all praising the show. It was praised across the board on social media. And it gave us so much hope for what we're going to see tonight. Every single thing that we can, you know, if you want to break it down, the women's match that starts the show, great. We also had Becky turning back to the babyface side. Plus, we now have the return of Bayley, Dakota Kai, Iro Sky, I believe they're calling her now. Yeah. And that was in the very first match. That's at least a 30-minute segment on Raw tonight, if you give that time. Why they happened, you know, you have to explain so much, but it's going to be great television. And, you know, hey, wherever they are tonight, it's going to be, you know, Bayley's return, Becky addresses. There's so many different things. Or you wait to hear from Becky, and here comes Bianca is going to, you know, get in their faces if there's going to be physicality, if there's not going to be physicality. That's 30 minutes right off the bat. On a 3-hour show tonight that I'm like, oh, guess what? I want to stay tuned and watch it. And then followed up with who knows what's next for the bloodline. We know we got Drew McIntyre. He's the number one contender in a place where it's likely he's going to get the biggest ovation of his career. Oh yeah. By the way, someone went to cash in their money in the bank. That didn't happen. What's going to be next for Bobby Lashley? There's so many great storylines. What's next for The Miz? Obviously we got AJ Styles. It's going to be AJ Styles and Ciampa. So much great stuff. What's up with Street
Profits? Pat McAfee and Baron Corbin over? Is it
That's
over?
Just for Friday. Come on now. But we got so much more to think about because it's a fresh new beginning.
You want an inside look at the NFL with two future Hall of Famers? Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go with Tom Brady, Larry Fitzgerald, and Jim Gray returns for the 2022 season.
What a blessing it's been to be a part of football history. Tom's experience always shows up in big games.
That means in-depth football talk and the best guests in the podcast world.
Come see me and now you really Hall of Fame.
Come see Uncle Snoop in the studio.
Hear the best of Let's Go dropping Mondays on your podcast feed up until the season premiere on September 5th. Download and subscribe right now on the SXM app or wherever you get your podcast.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. And it's really simple to play. You can make your picks and submit your entry in less than 60 seconds. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Download the app today and use code BUSTED for a first deposit match up to $100. That's code BUSTED for a first deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options and more than 60 add-ons every week. Eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. Customize your weekly meals with as much or as little as you need. They're celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for the Earth Month Eat badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals. It's the best thing when I'm looking out for my nutrition and my dietary needs. Head to factormeals.com/busted50 and use code BUSTED50 to get 50% off your first month plus 20% off your next month. That's code BUSTED50 at factormeals.com/busted50. 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Guys, want to get your take, because before we get into the actual main event that we saw, I just want to get into the look and feel of what we saw last night. Old school Jim Crockett Promotions. I mean, Tommy, that look of the set, Tony Schiavone and David Crockett, crazy.
It was definitely a throwback slash feel good show. It exceeded, I think, all expectations. Again, the undercard, I wish they had some more time for matches, but the crowd was super duper into what they were seeing, and the throwback, all the shout outs, the special cameos throughout the show, especially for the main event. It really, really was a fun event. I don't think it should be held under the scrutiny of, you know, how you kind of want to talk about, you know, AEW or Monday Night Raw, SmackDown, stuff like that. The event was for the purpose exactly what it was. It was a feel-good moment. It was a celebration of Ric Flair, Ric Flair's last match. And I think they accomplished all that. And I enjoyed seeing it. And like we always talk about, there's a place for throwbacks like that. Just like, hey man, I enjoy Old Timers Day at Yankee Stadium. It's a tradition. It's all of these things that made us, you know, like I say, about paving the way for where we are at in the wrestling industry right now. I loved seeing it. And like I said, my biggest takeaway from that is, man, I really, really, I wish Jeff Jarrett was doing more in ring, because I got to see how great, because I forgot how great of, when he's a heel, how great he is.
Yeah, and he was,
you know, Jay MVP. Lethal too.
Oh yeah, Jay Lethal.
He's currently wrestling, and you know, Jay, you know, that him training Rick, all that stuff. But you know, I feel this. Jeff's going back into the office. Jeff has an office position within WWE. He looks great. He works great. He did the referee spot. He really, you know, didn't get overly involved, but he did a great job at that. He's been in the business forever, but his heel work is phenomenal. Of being what he's great at, being a heel.
Yeah, Mark, I thought Jeff Jarrett was the MVP last night. First of all, you're right about Jay Lethal. Jay Lethal in the ring with Ric Flair was just magic. I mean, Jay Lethal, I hope that he gets pushed to the moon now, because he has been kind of under the radar for a very long time. And now that he's with a major company on national TV, I hope he gets used correctly, because he is a super duper talent. But Jeff Jarrett was next level. And not only Jeff, but Karen Jarrett as well, I thought did a phenomenal job in that match last night.
They everybody involved did a great job. Jeff is one of the few guys that got over big and as smooth as he is. We talked about that with Randy Orton. Randy Orton, to be as smooth and as polished, those guys usually don't become super famous. They're not exciting enough. They don't have that extrovert quality, but Jeff always had it. So, you know, he's kind of like really the best of both worlds, and he's a wrestling nut. He's a guy that loves the history of wrestling, and he worked in the office, and he had a flair for anything and everything wrestling. There's some guys that's one or the other, Dave.
Yeah.
You know, they're wrestling centric and they can just do that. And then there's guys that are that work in the office that they can market, they can promote, they can produce, they can do all the other stuff that and not be actually in the ring. Jeff can do both.
I mean, can you imagine Jeff advising Theory and telling him, like, always being in his ear when he thinks he could cash it, or also being a roadblock for a Theory, you know, if somebody wants to get to him, or someone who he can help cause a victory for Theory with a guitar shot, or how, you know, he's going to eventually eat a guitar shot. There's so many different things that you can do with a Jeff Jarrett. But I mean, again, you look at him, he's in shape. He can bump. He can do everything. And last night he was doing something that you don't see in a long, long time. And it's heat. He was getting natural heat. He would go down to the floor and people would stand, go back and watch it. And they're standing to cuss at him or being like, man, and he'd be like, I'll kick your ass. I'm like, you ain't going to kick my ass. And those were even leaving. And, you know, how much of a heel are you that you leave your wife ringside? And then she's coming up. She's like, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm regrouping. Or like beating the count. That all the stuff was great. And it was, you know, it was a celebration of Rick's career, you know, and Rick had a nice recap of it. You know, it was a nice way to go off. I hope we never see Ric Flair wrestle again because he's had two amazing send-offs and you don't want to spoil it. And it was what it was. You can't,
I'm waiting on the next one.
No, it has to be. Listen, he doesn't need the money anymore.
Dave, we're going to the next one. Ric Flair's next retirement. We're going to be there like the Undertaker.
Mark.
And I appreciated the Conrad tossing him the Nux. Cause if you really think about it, Conrad gave Rick a lifeline and helped him out. And, you know, he doesn't need the money anymore because Rick has lived the Ric Flair life. But now he's, you know, he's content. And like you said, he's surrounded by his family. Rick's ultimate love will always be professional wrestling. Hopefully now he can realize that there's more to it because Mark will tell you, everybody will tell you, wrestling is the most addicting drug out there. And you want that. I mean, Rick wants that adulation. He wants to be in front of the boys and be in front of his peers, like, you know, Undertaker, Bret Hart, Mick Foley. He wants that adulation, that respect. And he needs it. And when I tell you he needs it and he craves it. And it's so hard, you know, for him. I heard some interviews, you know, he said he's drinking every night before that. I don't want to see Ric Flair drinking because Ric Flair's had a lot of health issues.
Yeah.
For what it was last night was exactly what it should have been. And it was a nice farewell to, you know, the greatest wrestler of all time. And great that other companies got involved. You know, you had MLW, Impact, New Japan, you know, WWE people were there. You know, it was great all around just to have it like the way it was.
I mean, there's a lot. First of all, Tommy, you just said that, and this is the way I felt going into last night. You know what? This is a celebration of Ric Flair. You know, as you know, I'm the biggest Ric Flair fan that there is. This was a big night for me. And it was just that, a celebration. Jeff Jarrett made me feel differently. Like, go back, for those who didn't watch, go back and watch that match. What Tommy is saying is 100% true. Like, that crowd was booing the hell out of Jeff Jarrett. I think everybody's spirits were high. All right, this is just a fun match to kind of give a tribute to Ric Flair. Jeff Jarrett made you feel otherwise, and he really got that crowd to hate him over that 27 minutes that that match took. Again, credit to Jay Lethal. Credit to Andrade as well, who I thought was phenomenal last night. But Jeff Jarrett was on another level. Now, Mark, you mentioned something, too, that I think we have to talk about as well. And that is some of the big names that were there last night. We saw, you know, for me to have Bob Caudle sign off the end of that show, like, you know, wow, that was incredible. To see, you know, with that old World Championship Wrestling set, Tony Schiavone and David Crockett on commentary, Mick Foley, Bret Hart, The Undertaker,
Santino
at ringside was phenomenal. Got to give credit where credit is due. Conrad Thompson made that feel like it was 1986. He really did. And there's a gif or a meme or whatever, the collage or whatever, that's all over the internet this morning. And it's Tony Schiavone interviewing Ric Flair.
Yeah.
After Ric Flair won the NWA World Heavyweight Championship from Harley Race at Starrcade 83, and he's a bloody mess. And then almost in the exact same pose, Tony Schiavone interviewing Ric Flair after his last match last night as a bloody mess. I looked at that and I just said, wow, because it's almost a 40-year span between those two pictures.
Yeah, I've seen it. It's how it started, how it ended. And yeah, it's a great picture. Hey, let me ask you something, because I didn't understand one thing. The referee who slid in, who was he?
They, you know what? They said his name, but it wasn't, he wasn't recognizable. Like, I almost thought we were, the way that they were building it up, I almost thought it was going to be Tommy Young. That was going to, right?
That was my one thing that I was like, man, if I could have just changed one thing, if I couldn't get Tommy Young, I get Earl Hebner. And just coming down and making, because it's, you know, two of the most famous referees. I didn't know who the referee was. And when they said his name, I was like, who? And I'm looking at him, and I'm like, I didn't know who that was. But that would have been my only, like, you know, little exclamation point or a nice shout out. Because, I mean, Earl refereed him in Mid-Atlantic, WWE. And then, you know, Tommy, the sliding referee, or even, you know, it couldn't happen, a Charles Robinson would have been great as well. But that is beyond nitpicking. But when you point out somebody who's the ref and I don't know who you are, because I didn't and I still didn't. And when I heard it again on the clip, I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Like, who was that ref?
And I was reading a lot of the comments on social media about, you know, come on, this is ridiculous. I didn't think it was. I thought it was a good way for Ric Flair to finally say goodbye, because that goodbye at WrestleMania 24 truly wasn't his goodbye. He went, what, just a couple months later, he is wrestling in TNA. So to me, that final farewell was a little bit tainted because he did come back and wrestle. To your point, Mark, I think last night definitely was the end. I don't think we're going to see Ric Flair again in a ring. You know, even more than the action that we saw in the ring, going back to Tommy's point, the one thing that concerned me was at the end, he's like, you know me, I'm going to be partying with Kid Rock, you know, tonight. I was like, please, Ric, go back to the hotel. Yeah, please. don't hang out with Kid Rock, please. Nothing good will come from that. Just go back to the hotel, enjoy what you just accomplished, and relax, because if wrestling ain't gonna kill you, Kid Rock sure as shit will. So just go back and enjoy your accomplishments, you know?
Yes, very much so.
Fucking guy. SummerSlam with the two middle fingers. I was like, yeah, this truly is a new era in the WWE when you're panning to Kid Rock during the SummerSlam and watch him just giving those middle fingers. But, you know, he's a Hall of Famer. Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. The producer is Gabby Laspisa. The associate producer is Andre Viola. Sound design by Neri Bailon. Special thanks to SiriusXM Senior Vice President of Sports Programming and Podcasting, the legendary Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation Program Director, Mother Marissa, Marissa Rivas.
SiriusXM Podcasts.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.